Welcome back to the Behind the Saints podcast, located at the 88.3 radio station, where we get to know the Siena Saint athletes outside of their sport. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter, and our featured guest today is sophomore forward on the women's soccer team, Kate Flanagan.
Hello.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Are you excited?
I am.
Okay, so season just got wrapped up.
Last home game is Wednesday.
Yes. So how are you feeling about it?
We're excited. We're going to try to end the season on a high note, on a win. The sophomores and the freshmen on the team are yet to get a win on Hickey Field. So we're hoping.
Yes, that was so good. So you kind of took on a bigger role this year, right?
Yes.
And how has that been for you?
It's been really fun. I definitely love working with this team, and they're just so easy to work hard for, and the coaching staff is fantastic.
Yeah, and I think that's like a big thing. It's like now you're growing. Like last year, you were a little freshman.
I was a baby.
And now it's like a big jump. And I think I think our sophomores get like forgotten about because like you're put like in a spot where it's like, okay, I'm not young, but I'm also not old yet. So how did you kind of just deal with it? Like, okay, this is my second season. I got to get it together now.
It was kind of nice to come in and kind of have my feet wet already. I already had a friend group established and knew the ropes, and the freshmen came in and made a huge impact, and we all just kind of went off of them, and we're doing our best to make it a great season.
Yeah,
but everyone's so close, and coming in as a sophomore was definitely a lot easier.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah, but it was great. Yeah.
And so you're from Mass.
I am.
So what was that? Do you like Mass better, or do you love Siena? Like all of us
I
do.
Love Siena. I love Siena, but I will definitely never leave Massachusetts.
Yeah.
I love it. I go home a lot.
Yeah. And how many hours are you?
Probably 2.5.
Oh, and everybody's like home, right?
Yes.
So that's like the best. It's
probably
fun.
There's two other Massachusetts girls, Josie and Brooke.
Ooh.
So Brooke had said when I came, she said we hadn't had a Mass girl yet, so it was nice to kind of buddy up.
Right, just to have somebody come in.
Right.
And are you guys close to each other?
Yes. So Josie and I actually went to high school together.
Aww.
Which is so funny.
And what was that like? Like coming into school together and stuff. It was probably comforting.
Yeah, it was really nice. So she's a year behind me, so she's a freshman. And it was really nice to think about Thanksgiving and maybe going home together. And we had an off weekend, so we all carpooled home together. It was so cute.
That's like so fun too, because I feel like a lot of players don't have that, but it's nice when you can like get in the car together and be like, all right, let's go home.
Yeah.
I have a buddy. And it was probably so good for her too. I mean, obviously she's a freshman. That's an adjustment.
Yes.
Like just having an older girl to look up to, but also close in age.
I look up to Brooke too, every day.
Aww.
Every day.
That's the best though.
Yeah.
So how did you get started with soccer?
So I have an older brother. He is 24. I just turned 20. So I was always just trying to keep up with him.
Aww.
So before the bus in the morning, my mom would wake us up early and we would go outside and race up and down the driveway, and she would time us.
Oh my God.
It was so fun. And then we would do just basketball or street hockey. And then we both just kind of started playing soccer. And then instead of just once every other week, we'd play. And then it just became more of, okay, now let's play.
So did you guys kind of like put your training almost like together?
Yes. Yeah. So he used to train me when I was starting to go into middle school. I knew that this was it.
Yeah.
And I really fell in love with soccer, and watching him play was a big deal for me too, because you always just, you want to be like your older sibling.
Yeah.
So I looked up to him, and I always tried to beat him, and it never worked.
Aw. No, but that's like so much fun. I kind of wish, well, I wish I had an older sibling, but all of my siblings did the same sport too.
Yeah.
The fist fighting in the driveway, I think, will always be a lifetime memory of mine.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people can agree with us. Like, there's nothing more satisfying than like trying to beat your sibling at the sport you play.
Especially if they're older.
Yeah. I can't imagine that one.
The score was never close, though. It was just, it was never, even.
I like never said I had anger issues, but something about like playing sports with your siblings brought out a different. I was like, I need anger management.
Oh, yeah. He would get on the bus, and obviously I was 4 years younger than him. So he'd get on the bus, and I would just stay home with my mom waiting to go to elementary school because he was in middle school.
Aww.
And I would just be seething. She was like, what's wrong with you? I was like, he beat me by like 10 this time. At least yesterday it was like 6 or 8.
Yeah, but this time it was 10.
So yeah, I owe it all to him, really.
Do you ever have like a close game?
When I started getting older,
yeah,
things started getting closer.
Now they're heated. Extra heat.
So he didn't end up playing college soccer.
Yeah.
But obviously I'm here. So
yeah, so now you're like, look at me.
But I thank him.
Yeah.
A lot.
Oh my. So that, do you think that's what kind of separated you? Because you said you did other sports. Do you think kind of having that bond with him was what made it
I did
the one
basketball.
For you?
I did track was big for me. Loved it.
Track's cool.
It's
I never
awesome.
Tried it. What did you like? What events did you do?
I did the 100. I did the 100 hurdles.
Also sprinter.
Mm-hmm. The 4x1.
Did you win
jump.
A lot?
I tried. I was young. I was
track's competitive too.
I was in 7th and 8th grade, and since I'm from a smaller school, mm-hmm. I was put on varsity
oh
at the
God.
High school level.
That's
and
a lot.
So I was getting in my blocks, like, ready, set, go. And the girls next to me were like, how old are you?
You're like, 12?
I was like, I'm 13. They're like, I just turned 18. What are you doing here? I was like, I'm small school.
I'd be like, come on, man. Like, somebody put me in my age group.
Right? Literally.
That's insane. So, again, this is a BTS podcast. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter. We're located in the 88.3 radio station. Today I'm here with sophomore forward on the women's soccer team, Kate Flanagan. We were just talking about Kate's track days. I'm kind of jealous. I always wanted to do long jump.
I did long jump and triple jump.
Was that fun?
It was so fun.
Yeah. The sand, that's like where you...
Yeah.
So they always wanted me to do that, but...
You're tall, too. You would have gone
I know.
Far.
I have a lot of regrets. That and volleyball are like the two things where I'm like...
Oh, you would have been good at volleyball.
So outside of your high school career, do you have, well, I guess now college too, what are your like interests or hobbies outside of soccer?
I would have loved to play lacrosse.
I played. It's fun.
You liked it?
I did.
I almost played going into my junior year because mm-hmm. it was, the COVID kind of era.
Yeah.
And my club team wasn't going to have a travel season in the spring. So that kind of left it open.
Oh.
And I got a stick. I was ready to
ready.
Go. Yeah, my mom brought out, you know, that bounce back. That
oh,
they
yeah.
Have.
That thing was like my favorite.
Oh, yeah. I like to fish. I go fishing with my grandpa.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
Yeah.
Where do you guys fish?
He's from Mass, too.
Okay.
So he just has a super small pond just walking distance from his house. And we've been fishing there since I was super little.
That's so cute.
I love him.
I love that. I used to fish a little bit. It's not my thing. Do you like? I just don't like taking the fish off the hook.
I get that.
Do you do that?
I do, but I wear a glove. I wear a glove.
I would like wrap a towel around
yeah.
the fish.
Yeah.
That was the only way I was taking it off.
And the worm, you have to like loop it through a couple times.
This is our tomboy side.
Yeah.
We have it.
All girl athletes, I feel like you have to be a little rough around the edges.
No, fishing is a good hobby. You're the first girl who said that.
Fishing?
Yes.
Yeah. I like to run, too.
Run?
Going to the beach.
You, like, do it all.
I try. I try to get it all. Try
yeah.
to dip my...
Well, you can.
Dip my foot and everything.
Gotta add something new to the list every day.
Yeah.
So what did you do? All right. So you have the summer off, right? I mean, not from training, but
right.
from being here. So like, what were some of the things you did?
So in May, my boyfriend and I ran a half marathon.
Good for you.
It was so random. So we woke up one morning and my dad had received a text from his cousin who had just ran a half marathon,
mm-hmm.
and he had told my boyfriend and I the time of mm-hmm. he ran it in 2 hours and 1 minute. So we looked at each other. He's also a Division I athlete.
Okay.
And we were like, I think we can do this. It was so random.
You guys are insane.
We just put our headphones in and then just went.
And you just went?
Yeah.
So was it like fine or?
It was so fun.
I would have been dying.
Yeah, we did it at my beach house though. So we did it along the water.
Oh my gosh.
So you would kind of just run, and every time you wanted to stop, you just look around. And it was such a nice day out. And then
Yeah. We
got turkey sandwiches after and laid on the beach and
just didn't act like you ran a half marathon.
Yeah, I mean, I was really sore.
I can't imagine. Shout out to our runners, because.
Big shout out.
That's like a. Like, because I was thinking about it the other day, because I'm on like, you know, like how TikTok, it gets like a certain like algorithm.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I'm on Running Talk. I've never ran a day in my life. I don't like running.
It's your sign.
I think it is. But I'm like, I hate, like, there's nothing worse than running for me. Like, you ask me to run a mile, I'm tearing up.
No.
So I'm like, how am I on Running Talk? But I low-key feel like I've seen you like running before.
Do you
run around campus ever?
I'm more of a treadmill girl.
Okay, maybe it was there I saw
once
you.
Once I just hit the miles per hour on the treadmill, and I put my headphones in,
yeah,
it's like nothing matters. Yeah. You just go. You don't have to set a pace. You're just like, just keep running. Just keep going.
See, my cousin's like that too, and I'm like, how do you do that? Because...
It was my brother.
Yeah.
He made me do it.
Yeah, you just had to race. Are you going to run the turkey trot this year?
Where is it?
There's one in Troy. There's one in Saratoga. You guys don't have turkey trots in Mass?
We do, but I didn't know if...
I was just saying in general.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll do it.
You gotta do... We can do it together.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
I'll get us the little juices you take and stuff.
Yes. And the little belt and those girls with their...
The Lululemon.
Yes.
So you like Lululemon too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I love Lululemon. It's like a big thing.
They got a chokehold on me. I'm always looking at that We Made Too Much sale.
I know. I was actually literally looking at that earlier today.
How can you not?
Where else do you like to shop?
Love Aerie.
So comfy.
My go-to outfit in the morning is an Aerie sweater and then just some joggers and probably Uggs.
Uggs are the best.
I love this weather.
I do too. It's not, and I feel like it's not as aggressive as it was last year.
Right.
Today's freezing. So,
oh yeah,
guys, we lied about the weather, but today has been like, I would say like the coldest day yet.
Yeah, it's got some bite to it. The wind.
Yeah,
it's
I'm not.
Picking up.
But you know what? I feel like, are you like a hat girl and stuff? Like,
I
you
am,
like that
I
stuff?
Am.
Yeah. So that's like.
Hat, sweater. I know. Fluffy vest.
Are you ordering new Uggs this year?
I might have to. Mine are kind of a little dingy.
I do too, because I spilled soy sauce all
over. Did you get the spray?
Yes.
Okay, good.
We got to get the spray. But,
What about the platform ones?
Dude, I can't have the platform ones. I'm already like so tall that I'm like.
I don't know if I would do it or not. I have the Uggs with the laces right now, so I think my first step would probably just to get ones without laces.
Yeah, I also think that you would kill platform ones though. I think they look so cute on you.
Should we order them after this?
Yeah.
Okay.
We should. I just may not. I may not grab a platform. I may get something else. So what was it like when you got to campus for the first time?
Oh, it was so hot. So we come back, this year was October 4th, and I remember going into Coach's office, and I met Coach Lauren for the first time. I remember asking her, she was giving my key to my dorm room, and Hines.
Oh, because you came early.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I remember looking at her, it was my first time meeting her, I said, what should I call you?
Was she just like Coach?
She was like, oh, most of the girls just call me Lauren. I was like, okay, I'm Kate. She was like, I know.
Like, hi, nice to meet you. This is kind of scary. I think like, I know, I haven't really talked about this on the podcast yet, but especially for freshmen, like that first initiate like feeling when you get in there, like we talk about like freshmen adjusting and stuff, but the first day you get here, like what was that? Were you freaking out a little bit?
So, I was definitely freaking out, but I had done an official visit, all of my classmates and I did one. So it was a nice adjustment. It was kind of like we were getting eased into it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they showed us kind of what a day in the life of is a game and then what it's like after a game. So we kind of knew what we were getting into.
Yeah.
But obviously getting here, moving in, unpacking, and then we had all those pub safety meetings and then the Title IX. And
yeah.
Then we had practice after. So I just remember sitting in the Title IX meetings freaking out because my coach hadn't seen me play in a while and I was super stressed that he wouldn't think I was the same caliber that I was.
Yeah.
And it was just so hot. It was one of those heat waves.
It's a lot.
But coming in together, sitting in the back of Churchy. Like they're like the movie theater seats.
Yeah.
And the nine of us just all sat in the back row and the rest of the team was in front of us because we all just kind of sit with our class. So it was nice kind of look to your left, look to your right moment and knowing that those girls are going to have your back.
Yeah.
So coming in with a friend group is definitely really important and really kind of eases you into it.
Yeah. This is a BTS podcast. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter, and we're located at the 88.3 radio station. Today, I'm here with sophomore forward on the women's soccer team, Kate Flanagan. So Kate and I were just talking about her freshman first day on campus. So after that, like, are you really close with your other teammates in your class?
In my class, yes. Girls that aren't in my class, yes.
So your whole team's really close.
The chemistry is just so good. It's so fun. We all have almost every meal together.
Oh my gosh,
I
love that.
It's so fun. So we have lunch together almost every day, which is really fun because our classes just kind of line up because we all have the same schedule.
And you're like all in it together.
Yeah.
And that was probably nice being able just to have that, you know, coming in again. And then you have some upperclassmen kind of like, all right, taking you in.
Yes.
And like, I think that just goes to show like you guys have such a great like bond for your team. And I think even when it gets hard, like you spend so much time together that it's so important to have a good relationship. So how did you feel or how are you feeling about the season like this year now? Because you are... You're an upperclassman, you're taking on a bigger role. What's that like?
It's really fun because obviously not being a freshman, you don't have to move the goals or wash the pennies after.
The freshman duties.
Yes. But yeah, it's really nice to, I know what coach kind of wants me to do now and I don't have as many questions.
Yeah,
I did.
Everybody does, though.
But there's still a lot left, I think, for me to learn and for us to accomplish. We're obviously a wicked young team. So the freshmen, there's six of them. And then there's nine of us sophomores. So
you are young.
Next year will be really awesome.
I think it will be, too. And I think even next year, you're taking on another role. Like, it's fun each year to be able to, you know, improve, but also like as a person, like now you're stepping into more of like, okay, now I'm an upperclassman.
Yes. The confidence has definitely gone up.
Yeah.
I kind of look around when I'm on the field in a game and I kind of know what I want to do with the ball. And the defenders don't look as scary as
I
used
to. I was going to say, so what did you kind of do just to, because confidence is like a big thing for athletes.
Huge.
I don't think it's talked about a lot and I think it should be because it's like, what do you do to make your confidence like better when you're in a state where it's not great?
Right. I remember this year and my freshman year, honestly, when we were in the beginning of the season and we weren't having conference games, I wasn't really doing that well. And it was obvious. It was blatant. I remember going to my assistant coach and just saying to Lauren, I was like, I don't know what's wrong with me and I don't know how to fix it.
Yeah.
And she was so great. She was like, you're valuable. Like, because I told her, I said, I feel not worthless, but I feel like I'm not contributing.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can. And she was like, I feel like you can too.
Huh. Like,
which was really comforting. But confidence is it. That's, yeah. That makes or breaks you. So obviously I'm an outside wing, and not having confidence on the wing is kind of detrimental, because mm-hmm. that's all 1v1 battles. Yeah. So either taking the ball past the defender or just trying to make sure they don't come onto our half is really big. So I would second guess myself. I was looking around. I was trying to get somebody to tell me what to do.
Oh my God.
But definitely settling in, and again, being a sophomore is very different than being a freshman. And the upperclassmen were so helpful both years. We used to, last year for every home game, we would write each other notes on these index cards.
Aww.
Kind of a pump up for the game.
Yeah.
And it was so helpful. I hang them all up in my locker. I tape them up. I've never threw one away. They've just all been so great. We would partner up.
That's so cute.
So everybody got one.
But that's like a good thing to look at too. Like, it's almost like if you like visualize it too, like you're looking.
Absolutely.
Like, if you have your, because now you know it's like, okay, my teammates and my coaches believe in me.
Right.
Now I just need to get over this hump because nobody's against me.
Exactly.
So that's like, oh, I'm so happy that like you were able to just overcome it. And it's probably awesome just being able to go to your coach and be like,
they're so great. They're
this
so
is how I feel.
Great.
Yeah.
And they're great with feelings too, because having 26 girls, there's a lot of feelings going around.
A lot of emotions.
Yes, absolutely.
I do say, like, God bless the coaches that it's a lot of girls. Like, it takes, not that it takes special people.
It does.
But it's a lot of girls, and you never know what you're going to get.
No.
And having coaches that are understanding about that and, like, reflect, like, girls have emotion. Like, these are young women. Like, it's okay. I think that's probably why, too. Your guys' chemistry is just so.
It's great.
Because,
everyone thinks we're a cult.
I don't think you're a cult.
One person walks in, all 25 start coming with them.
Aww.
They're all coming behind. Like, we are together all the time. And I wouldn't want it any other way.
Yeah. What would you say is your, like, favorite memory so far?
At Siena?
Yeah. It can be soccer, Siena related, whatever you want it to be.
I do a lot of soccer, so
yeah, make it soccer.
It's probably soccer related. Oh my gosh,
you can be like something fun you did with the team, anything.
We actually, so we went to Nashville this summer.
You did?
Yeah, I can't believe I'm just bringing this up.
I know, tell me about this.
So we got to school August 4th, and then we stayed here for a couple weeks, played a couple games, and then we all got on a plane and flew to Kentucky, and then we played Western Kentucky.
Okay.
And then we drove to Nashville, and we played Lipscomb, and it was so fun. We played so well. So we ended up tying Western Kentucky 2-2, which was pretty big for us.
Yeah, that's a good school, good program.
Yeah, and it was kind of difficult because we had just flown.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Yeah, and then the heat was crazy.
I don't even want to know what it's like down there.
Right? No, it's hot. But it was so fun. And then we had a sponsored dinner, too. And then we all went line dancing. It was amazing.
What was line dancing like?
It was amazing.
Did someone like teach you?
Yes. So we walked into this place. Oh, it's like the Blue Horse or something. It's not, but that's what it's called. There's a horse in the name.
But, okay. Something.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's on Broadway.
something about line dancing.
So we all just kind of walked in to this big place, and there was a stage, and then there was a bunch of seating, and it was a restaurant, and then there was just this huge open floor that was kind of blocked off by little barriers, and the stage was in front of it, and they had a jumbotron behind it. And then at one point they were like, all right, like, we're starting our second line dance lesson of the day. And then we all just started running onto the dance floor.
Good.
And they kind of walked you through it. One, two, three, four, some grapevines.
Are you a good dancer? Did you get it down?
I'm a bad dancer.
It's okay, me too.
It took me a while.
Oh, good.
But We did it. And it was so fun.
Did you bring your cowgirl boots for this?
Of course. Of course. A couple of my teammates bought some of the expensive ones.
Did they really?
Yeah, they were like one in Nashville. I said, I can't argue with that.
I agree. If that's the best place to get them.
Absolutely. They said they're so comfortable. And I've seen them wear them.
They're cute.
To class.
They're so
to class. I still have mine. They're under my desk in my room. I was like, I don't know when I'm going to need these.
Did you buy them before Nashville, or did you get them there too?
I bought them before Nashville. I wanted to be ready.
Yeah. You can't go there without the boots. Did you get a hat too?
I had to.
So that's fun. So like you got to do a couple of games, but you also got like, that's like a different experience.
It was so fun. There's nothing like it. It was so fun.
Did you guys have to like do fundraisers and stuff for that really?
So we do a fundraiser every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a bunch of gear. And our coach sends the email to alumni and friends and family.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where a lot of our fun money comes from.
Yeah. Nashville trip.
Yeah, right. Lights. Well, it's every 4 years, so we'll never do something
like
that.
So you lucked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just every girl get to at least do it once.
Every girl gets to do it at least once. But I remember 4 years ago, they went to Colorado. So
Colorado's fun too.
I think we lucked out with Nashville.
I agree. Colorado's very pretty in terms of like sights and stuff.
Yeah,
but
there's no line dancing.
Nashville Broadway is so cool.
It's so cool. A lot of our parents came too.
Did yours go?
Oh yeah, they did.
Did they have so much fun?
Oh my god, I think they had more fun than me.
Were they at the line dancing class?
Oh yeah, my mom was doing it.
That is so fun. Yeah. I didn't know you guys had your parents come too. That's a good idea.
It was amazing. Yeah. It was amazing.
And that brings, again, everybody closer together, like, and now your families get to know each other and stuff. Because it's hard, like, when you're at the game to get everybody down. So, again, this is the Behind the Saints podcast. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter, and we're located at the 88.3 radio station. Today, I'm here with sophomore forward on the women's soccer team, Kate Flanagan. Kate, is there anything else that you want anybody to know about you? Or do you think we hit it all today?
I think we hit a lot of it.
Yeah, I feel like we really got in on how fun women's soccer is. If you don't mind, I'd like to join the team for a couple days.
Absolutely. You can teach me. A little line dance?
Yes. Thank you so much for coming, Kate.
Thanks for having me.